This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Before we get into today's show, I just wanted to do a few little plugs. First of all, follow the show on Instagram and TikTok at HPATBpod for short clips and highlights from the podcast. Plus, on the Instagram, you get daily Harry Potter memes. And make sure you check out all the other offerings from Radio Mike Productions, including 20th Century Boy, the podcast that is the conversations you wish you were having about the stuff that no one else cares about. It's pop culture chat at its finest. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel, Radio Mike, or follow me on Instagram, radio.mike. Plus, leave a 5-star rating for the podcast wherever you're listening. It really helps boost the podcast up and get more people to see it. Next week, we'll hopefully have some more announcements about the upcoming live show in 2023. So, stand by for that. Now, let's start the show. 50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 2 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Team Wizard Tournament. Amoras, everyone. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike, book 2, Harry Potter and the Team Wizard Tournament. Sam is away today, so Jack Post makes his triumphant return to the pod.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
How are you feeling?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Now, you've been on the pod maybe 3 times before.
I've read a few chapters, yeah.
Do you remember anything about any of the chapters you've read?
The main character I remember is there's an idiot who...
Derek,
yeah.
Yeah, so you remember
him. He kind of gets bullied all the time, and even by the author of, the narrator of the story.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So do you remember the titles of any of the chapters you've done?
I can more remember characters.
Yeah, tell us just what you remember. Just
there was an evil teacher.
Mr. Charger, he's still around.
Was he a pedophile? I just remember him being bad.
No, he wasn't a pedophile. Just general evil. He was just a bad teacher. Yeah.
And I remember you and all your friends.
Yeah.
That from memory, they were really indistinct. Like, they didn't have very many character qualities that made you think, oh, that's Lachlan, that's Dave, that's Phil. They were all just like amorphous.
Just the boys. Yeah, the boys. Interchangeable. We're honestly... Book 1 was 32 chapters. We're now 32 chapters into book 2 and we're nowhere near the end.
Wow. Just J.K. Rowling kept making them bigger and bigger.
Yeah, bigger and bigger. So we are really chugging through these books and it's...
Did they actually all get bigger than the previous one?
No, so they got bigger and bigger till the 5th one. Yeah. That's the longest. And then 6 was shorter and then 7 was shorter again.
Right.
So book 5...
She ran out of steam.
They ran out of paper.
Because I remember it with I feel like the first 3 were like this, and then one came out like that.
The 5th book is like unnecessarily long. It's like, this is too long for a book, but yeah.
I actually remember a girl in school who went and got that big fat one and she's like, I'm going to read it by Monday.
But it was also a hard cover as well. Mm. It was like... Hardcovers are really difficult when they're big.
they're harder already to read. I like a paperback over a hardcover anyway.
Exactly, yeah. So that was, was really tough. It's like, because you can't fold it over and bend it and
it's
stuff.
It's like reading an encyclopedia.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. So, you know, stop taking the piss, J.K. Rowling, seriously. Yeah. Now, we have a lot of international... Yes.
Did you ever print these books out or are they only just in digital form?
They're only digital. Yeah. I'm thinking of maybe printing them out.
Print them out.
But I think it's illegal. I don't think you could just...
fan fiction... Oh, you didn't say you were going
to
sell it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd only print it to sell it. I'd make the money back on the printing. But lots of international listeners on the show because it's, Harry Potter breaks down international walls, clearly. Mm-hmm. So people might not know. Jack... On the number one breakfast radio show here in Melbourne for the past 4 or 5 years.
Mm, 4 years.
How's all your radio stuff going?
Good, thanks, man. We're having fun. have you? Sorry, I didn't expect you to ask me about that.
Have you ever done any Harry Potter content on the radio show?
If we have, nah. It was like a passing reference to like Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, because that's the movie that Christian knows off the top of his head.
Yeah.
I do remember talking about it during COVID, because I went back and in a week watched all seven movies.
Eight movies, yeah.
Because I hadn't seen the end of them. So I guess the next day I might have talked about that.
For UK listeners, the Christian O'Connell show is what Jack works on, and that was like a big show in the UK, and Christian came to Melbourne.
Yeah, he was on Virgin Radio and Absolute Radio.
Yeah.
And even earlier on, Christian worked at XFM, which was the first radio station that Ricky Gervais and Carl Pilkington were on. And Carl Pilkington was Christian's first producer, breakfast producer.
Oh, really?
XFM. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. We should get into, do you want to get into it? Like, you've prepared a little game. You've prepared two little games for us today.
Well, let's start with the one that references to the radio show, because every episode we've ever done of the radio show for the last 5 years has been finished with the same game called The Time Waster.
Yeah.
It's essentially a game of puns where you take two things. Today on the show we did boring bands, and you have to make a boring band.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head that I did to give
like
you an example.
Green Day, Normal Day. Work Day.
Instead of one of Christian's is, instead of Michael Bublé, it was Michael Blase.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So
okay.
I thought we could, as an honour to the segment I do every single day on the radio show, we could do Harry Potter bands.
Yeah, and can you please pass my notepad? I left it there, but I wrote a bunch down. So there was a bit of confusion as to whether we were doing Harry Potter bands or Harry Potter songs, but let's just say Harry Potter themed bands or songs is the title. Okay. Now, do we do it as like one each, or do you run through all of yours and then I run through all of mine?
How we do it on the show, if we want to stay true to the source material, is Christian will read his and then I'll mark them. We give them a gold, silver or bronze.
Yeah.
And then I'll take a turn. So do you want to go first, because it's your podcast?
Now, I've got a few good ones and a few stinkers.
That's
but
right.
I'm just going to read
them.
Leave
the stinkies in. And people can even, if they want to comment,
send your own
Harry Potter
in.
Bands in the comments.
Yeah. So Harry Potter songs and bands.
And Mike will give you a prize as well.
Oh, no, I won't.
First edition of the printed out book.
All right, ready?
No, I'm just going to go. Give him something. Yeah.
What?
Mike will give you this. It's an envelope addressed to his brother that he was meant to give him for his birthday, and he never gave it to him.
Yeah, he left it here. I'll give you that. All right, ready? And I'll put some music behind, because you guys put a bit of music behind on the show, right? Really?
Harry Potter bands and songs.
Can't help falling in Luna Lovegood with you.
That's good. That's a silver.
Okay. Like a rolling philosopher's stone.
Gold.
Oh, nice. Lily Jean. Like Billie Jean. Lily is Harry's mum.
Okay. Gold.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, now I'm onto my bands, and these are a very mixed bag. So, Harry Moore for Paramore.
Gold.
Oh, wow. I thought that was one of my worst. I don't know if you're familiar with the currency in Harry Potter, but instead of 50 cent, 50 knuts.
No, I didn't. I didn't know it was a knut.
A knut is like the lowest value.
Isn't that what they use in Canada?
Knuts.
It sounds Canadian.
I don't know. So is that a
bronze?
Okay, bronze. Fallout Boy, Fallout Malfoy.
Gold.
No, that was one of my bad ones. All right.
Sometimes the worse they are, the funnier they are.
Coming up to I don't know if you know what this is, because it's not really in the movies. It's more of a book thing, but There's a thing in the books called Gillyweed.
No, that's in the movies.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, swim underwater.
Yeah. Gillyweezer.
Yeah, silver.
Okay. All right. These are my run of really good ones. So I've got Ron Bon Jovi.
Gold.
Slytherin XS.
Silver.
Susan Goyle.
Oh, Goyle was one of Malfoy's pals.
One of Malfoy's.
Very good, gold.
All right, and this is my hero. Ready? Dobby Williams.
That's a gold.
All right, those are all of mine.
Yeah, there's so many, man. That's awesome.
All right, you do yours. So do I just give gold, silver, bronze? Yeah, okay.
I just did bands.
Yeah, cool.
The Hermione Miney Boss Stones.
Yeah, that's silver plus. Counting. That's actually gold. Gold.
Counting chose.
Gold plus. Counting crows, of course.
Not the Jonas Brothers, the Patronus Brothers.
That's gold.
This one's terrible. I should skip over this, but no, I'll give it to you anyway. Not Childish Gambino, Quidditch Gambino.
Fourth place. Doesn't make it into the cut.
Ron Weezer.
Oh, yeah. Silver Plus.
And Hufflepuff Daddy.
Gold. Thank you. Those were good. That was fun. I really like that.
No, man. Play every week.
Yeah, we'll play next week as well. So send them in to the show if you like them. Do we want to do the other game?
Oh, yeah. So while I was looking for Harry Potter themed characters to make those time wasters, I realized how many characters there are in the stories that I just do not know.
Yeah.
So the game I came up with is I'll say a non-famous character from Harry Potter. You got to tell me which house they were in.
Okay. Yep. Sure. Let's do it.
Demelza Robbins.
Oh, fuck. Ravenclaw? Jack's just on the Harry Potter
wing. Gryffindor.
Okay, she's a Gryffindor. Okay.
Do you not know her?
I've heard the name. I've heard the name, I think.
Horace Slughorn.
Yeah, Slytherin. That's Professor Slughorn.
Oh.
Wasn't he in Slytherin?
Yeah, he is. Well done.
Yeah, but that's just Professor Slughorn.
Oh, sorry. Okay, we'll make it harder then. Viola Richmond.
Oh, Richmond. Where we are currently in that suburb of Melbourne.
And your mum's name is Viola.
No. Viola Richmond Hufflepuff.
Slytherin.
Ah.
Myrtle Warren.
That's Moaning Myrtle. I think she was a Gryffindor.
No, Ravenclaw.
Ah, damn.
I hope you guys are playing along at home. Maria Glossop.
Maria Glossop.
Ringing any bells?
No, who is she?
I don't know. I can click further into her. I'll give you more information.
Okay.
Bear with me. She's species human, gender female, hair color brown.
Okay, well, only the hair color.
Born 31st of August 1982.
What's her name again?
Maria Glossop.
Hufflepuff.
Bear with me. I'll just go backwards. And Ravenclaw.
Oh, okay. Is there any others? Do one more.
Cedric Diggory. He's famous.
He's Hufflepuff.
Okay. He's Hufflepuff. Ernie McMillan.
Oh, Ernie McMillan, I think, is also a Hufflepuff.
He is.
Because he's friends with Cedric. Oh, no. He's friends with Justin Finch Fletchley. And they were kind of like the loser kids.
Ernie Prang.
Oh, Ernie Prang is the guy who drives the night bus. Maybe he was a Slytherin?
He was a Gryffindor.
What? Okay. Interesting.
All right. Want one more?
Yeah, give me one more.
Draco Malfoy.
Draco? Wait, Draco.
No, Malfoy's
Gryffindor?
Easy. Imelda Merk,
I think, was a Gryffindor.
Species human, gender female.
She runs the Three Broomsticks pub. Maybe she was a Gryffindor.
She was Slytherin.
What?
Sorry.
Does she run the Three Broomsticks though?
Just do a word search for broomstick and it's not coming up. No.
Then who is she? I'll
tell you about her. She achieved great success as a student and was showered with love and attention from the parents. As blah, 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 blah. I don't think she was.
Yeah, it's
like,
not.
Like, is some of this just in. No, like, where's this from?
The Three Broomsticks girl was Madame Rosmerta, actually. So that's why I've gotten that wrong, unfortunately.
Like, she went to Hogwarts in 1986 and 1987.
Well, that's the thing. There's just, like, there's so much lore of all of these characters that just, like, apparently went to Hogwarts but never appear in the books and stuff.
So how do people know this information?
Like, though? J.K. Rowling just writes a side story and they're mentioned.
Right.
There's literally an article I found on Harry Potter Wiki that was just, like, Jacob's brother. He went to Hogwarts in 1984. I'm like, who is he? Like, just unnamed brother of a guy called Jacob.
Like, how extensive does it need to be? And as we've talked many times on this show about, it's like there's so many holes in the whole
universe.
Yeah. Like, why are you bothering with who went to Hogwarts in 1984? There's so many holes to patch up.
Well, let's get on to the fanfic. I'll pass you over the fanfic on the laptop. We are now on chapter 32. Now, you're kind of coming in blind, but it might be good because we're currently at this point where there's a lot of filler chapters where Harry Potter's just kind of actually said in the book, oh, I'm not ready to move on with the book yet, so I just want to do some side adventures. But basically, in the last chapter, there was a joke about Harry thinking he left the oven on at Privet Drive because he inherited it when Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia died. And at the end of the chapter, we read that the oven exploded and three muggles died. So I guess that's where we pick up the action.
Okay, and is that a side story or is that main plot?
It's side story. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's side story. But we pick it up at chapter 32. We start by reading the title of the chapter. So Jack, take it away.
Chapter 32, The Ghost of Vernon Dursley.
Ooh.
So I think we're still in the side story.
That's interesting. You know who Vernon Dursley is, right?
Yeah, he was the dad, fat dad.
The uncle. Yep. Yeah.
Uncle, that's what I meant.
All right, take it away.
Who died? Didn't he die in real life?
Yeah, Richard Harris died in real life. No, not Richard Harris. That's Dumbledore. His name is also Richard, I think. Mm. Anyway, who cares?
And what years did Vernon go to Hogwarts?
He did. 45.
Ravenclaw. Fortunately for Harry, but unfortunately for the readers of the books, the explosion at Privet Drive gave him the perfect excuse to do a quick detour from the, quote, main action of the book in order to, quote, sort out some affairs.
Actually, I should mention as well. So the reason it's so weird is because Mr. Charger, the evil teacher, kidnapped two of the students and brought them in.
Why, I wonder. what does he want to do with them?
Brought them into the Chamber of Secrets. That was like 10 chapters ago and we haven't progressed on that at all. So like Harry keeps being like, nah, let's just do this for a bit, guys.
Do you think it was because you as a writer didn't know what to do with the children in the Chamber of Secrets?
Yeah, and just no story structure or anything. Yeah.
So Harry's taken another quick detour from the main action to sort out some affairs, in his words. And in, again, quote, have a few affairs, if you know what I mean. So he goes, sorry, I stepped all over that joke. Sorry, Harry. So he wants to take a, quote, quick detour from the main action of the book in order to, quote, sort out some affairs. And in Harry's words, quote, have a few affairs, if you know what I mean. While winking and doing a penis in vagina symbol with his hands.
I'm going to have a few affairs, if you know what I mean.
How old is he at this stage?
Like 55? Oh, no, like 70s? I don't know.
He made the symbol with his hands where you make a circle with your thumb and your finger and then put the finger through so it resembles a penis going into a vagina. Thank you for
explaining
that.
Just in case you didn't know what the symbol was, guys, it's that.
Now, boys, Harry began saying as he got back from the centaur sex party.
Oh, that was the last chapter. He went to a centaur sex party.
How, I guess this really tells us a lot about the age you wrote this.
Yeah,
did you start at 13?
Yeah, now I'm probably about 14, maybe. You know,
because I don't remember a lot of sex.
No, this chapter
depravity in the first book, but you obviously hit puberty.
Yeah, this book's been much sexier.
Yeah,
lots of boobs and stuff.
Yeah,
which is awesome, obviously.
So this is just like, and then Mike, the author of the book, wanked over a copy of Ralph magazine, didn't clean it up, and just closed the pages and put it back on his shelf.
Whoa, that's crazy. No, that's not written. Guys. That's an ad lib. Did you ever get like a porn when you were...
I got it. Well, Ralphs weren't porn.
A bikini mag.
It's essentially what Instagram is now. Just like no nipples, no vaginas. The reason it came to mind so easily is because that was my first...
porn.
Encounter.
Now you get it at like 10 on Insta.
Yeah.
You just follow a bunch of models.
Yeah. Now, boys, Harry began saying as he got back from the centaur sex party, you just go along with your classes for a few days. It's only actually February. So we've got heaps of the school year to go before we finish the book. A lot of more foreshadowing that it's going to be a long story.
It's going to be a long haul.
But Harry, said Michael, Lockie and Shampoo Jones have been in the Chamber of Secrets for days now.
Hey, good...
Good that you're referencing the story that you thought was Left for Dead.
Yeah, so the boys are like, Harry, you're the adult in this situation. We need to save them.
Stop having sex with half men, half horses and find out where our friends are. Lockie and Shampoo Jones have been in the... Is Shampoo Jones new?
Yeah, Shampoo Jones is a character who popped up in like the sorting chapter, and it was like he was caught massaging his penis with shampoo, and then it's like, "What's your name?" And he's like, "Shampoo Jones," and now he's just been kidnapped.
Lucky and Shampoo.
You've missed a lot, yeah. Clearly.
So this is Michael speaking. Lucky and Shampoo Jones have been in the Chamber of Secrets for days now. They probably have been murdered by Mr. Charger. That's not all that happened, I bet. The timeline really doesn't make any sense. We really can't waste any more time. Well, said Harry, I think if I was one of the readers of the book, I'd just turn a blind eye to the timeline. Okay, you're going to have to explain this as well. I reckon all the stuff with Dick Day Party and Lockie getting kidnapped should have probably started happening now rather than like 10 chapters ago.
So now Harry is like pointing out that, there's some writing flaws in this book. We can't go back now. So just pretend it's all happening in the past.
Okay, and do you want to explain Dick Day Party or?
So you know how in Harry Potter there's nearly Headless Nick?
Mm.
In this there was nearly Dickless Ned, and his dick is half chopped off. So we had a Dick Day Party to celebrate the day his dick was chopped off.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think the author had a few more funny ideas that he, in brackets, or she, wanted to get in and that is now struggling to fit them all within the timeline. So my assumption is that he or she is just trying to do a bunch of funny stuff in the book, and apparently a lot of that involves me. So in some ways, just pretend that these next few chapters happened before Lockie got kidnapped. So just ignore the weird timeline. When we eventually get back to the main action of the book, we're just going to pretend it's all been one day. Okay? Sounds good? Well, I don't mean to sound like Hagrid, but you better go to potions now. Haha, that guy's such a cheeky fucker. Wait, this is still Harry talking about Hagrid.
Because Hagrid always says, you better go to potions okay. now. And he's like, oh, I don't mean to sound like Hagrid, but you better go to potions now. That guy's such a cheeky fucker.
Okay, I'm on it deliberate like that. And I don't mean to sound like Hagrid, but you better go to potions now. That guy's such a cheeky fucker. I'm off to Privet Drive. Harry apparated away to the home that he grew up in, leaving the boys standing there agape, not knowing what to do, as none of the adults would help them rescue their friends. Harry had inherited the house when Uncle Vernon and Auntie Petunia died away.
Died away.
Dudley,
yeah, they've died. So. How's your mum? Oh, she died away. Oh, that sucks, man.
Dudley actually inherited. But he felt really bad for all the fucked up shit that his family did to Harry as a kid. So he gave it to Harry on the condition that Dudley could live there for free after his wife divorced him and took the kids because Dudley was ugly. Okay.
It's just a lot of unnecessary detail. Yeah. I want a divorce. Why? You're ugly. We've got three kids.
You knew that when you married me. So on the summer holidays, Harry and Dudley would live together at Privet Drive, just like the old times.
And the old times were not good, especially for Harry.
Harry burst through the door to see Dudley playing PlayStation 16, covered in dust and smoke from the explosion.
I think he's playing...
PlayStation 16.
Because we're in the future.
We're in the future.
Yeah.
And they're magic, so they could just make the PlayStation 4 into a 16 if they wanted to. Dudley was naked on the couch because Harry had instated a rule that between 12 and 6 p.m. you have to be naked at all times around the house unless it's an emergency.
What would an emergency? Oh, there's a fire. Get your clothes on.
You'll burn your dick off like Ned. Hiya, Harry, said Dudders. Hey, said Harry.
So Harry and Dudley are like friends now. Right. And they like hang out, I guess. This is the first reference of Dudley.
I've tried to read ahead here and I almost read the wrong thing. Okay. The two of them finger gunned each other.
So like,
yeah, hey. Yeah. I thought because they were naked and I saw finger as I was like scanning it. I was like, how close did they become? And they did their secret handshake, which involved finger gunning, high-fiving, shaking, swapping, sliding, grabbing the other person's penis. Oh, they do get into that sort of stuff. And shaking it three times, spinning around on the spot, and then slapping them on the ass gently, then again harder.
So it's like... Oh, God.
As you're making up like a... a secret handshake with your friend and you're like, all right, and then we'll do this and then maybe we'll lock like that and then maybe I'll grab your penis.
Oh.
And you'll grab mine because we have to do the same thing.
Oh, that's, is that weird?
No, that's like, so this way, yeah, this way, thumbs up, and like a tickle of the fingers, then grab penis. Like
shoot, knuckles, and then just grab it.
Yeah.
Don't do that three times. You don't have to like pull it or anything. Yeah. And then slap you on the ass and then slap it harder.
Yeah.
And then if you want, even harder.
It'll be so funny. People will like see us doing it and they'll be like, what are they doing? That's so shit. What the hell?
Anyway.
Harry sat down and grabbed a controller so he could start playing PlayStation 16. He put his feet up on the table and they started to kick off. Dudley was eating cheesels. Harry and Dudley, this is like all this time, there's still two kids getting murdered in the Chamber of Secrets. Yeah,
exactly. It's so funny.
Harry's, because I think Harry's just like, I've noticed because I've started watching The Office, Harry is very much like Michael Scott. Like everything's like falling to pieces and he's just like, yeah, no. And he like goes and does something else and just doesn't know how to handle it.
Harry and Dudley had managed to patch things up since they were kids. They actually kissed once, but it was weird.
I can just imagine like Harry and Dudley like drunk on the couch being like, hey, I'm like so sorry about everything that happens.
It's all right, fine, man. I always liked you anyway.
And then just like, they both just like lean in and kiss. And it's like, that was weird. Yeah,
we shouldn't have done it. Like, yes, I'm glad we're friends now, but let's just stay friends.
Yeah, let's just be friends.
But we still do the penis grab and the handshake?
Yeah, sure, man.
They kissed once, but it was weird.
They're also cousins. Just like imagine hanging out with one of your cousins and you just kiss and you're like, well, that was fucking weird. Why did we
should
do
not
that?
Have done that. A few hours dropped letters off at the house that Harry read, most of them were urgent messages about Hogwarts that Harry definitely should have immediately responded to. But when Dudley asked if it was important, Harry, who kept avoiding any responsibility, simply just said, nah, nothing's more important than hanging out with my little cousin.
So, like, Hogwarts is, like, sending out, like, two missing students, need you here, what are you up to, where are you?
Is he the new Dumbledore?
Yeah, he's the headmaster.
So, he should be doing
And he's, like, reading them being like, oh, my God, fucking Dudley's like, what's up? Nah, nothing. Don't worry about it, man. Let's just keep playing.
I'm older than you, said Dudley. Ah, well, it's all relative, said Harry. Ah, Dudders, this is life. Just you, me, summer holidays, FIFA 2051. It's great, said Harry. And if you're really lucky, I might teach you a couple of spells. Just the easy ones at first, but we can work up to some of the harder ones. Watch this. Avada Kedavra.
Avada Kedavra, yeah.
Avada Kedavra.
The killing curse.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done that. Harry pointed his wand at a bird and it died instantly. Harry, it's not the summer holidays. It's February and it's Tuesday, said Dudley. Fuck, oh yeah, I forgot. I've got to look at this oven. Ah, do it later. Who's got time for boring shit when it's summer, baby? Let's head to the beach later. I learned a new spell that can make the waves really big. Wavus Bigoranus.
This reminds me of that Simpsons episode. It's like, oh, I love lazy Saturdays. Homer, it's Wednesday.
I love these lazy Saturdays.
It's Wednesday, Homer.
Work!
I love these real Saturdays. They're so relaxing. Not like that fake Saturday that almost got me fired.
What are you doing? Said a voice emerging from the toilet. Both Harry and Dudley shrieked. Floating through the air and taking up a lot of the room because he was so fat was Harry's uncle in ghost form, Uncle Vernon Dursley.
Now, it's interesting because, like, first of all, this is our first Uncle Vernon appearance, but also I didn't know muggles could come back as ghosts, especially Uncle
ghosts
Vernon.
Is a magic thing.
Yeah, Uncle Vernon hates magic and all of a sudden he's like doomed to walk the earth as a ghost. He must hate that.
The oven has exploded and you boys are sitting here playing games. Dudley, I'm so disappointed in you spending time with this crazy wizard. You don't need to be learning magic tricks from him, said Gert Vernon, who farted.
So ghosts can fart as well.
But Dad, said Dudley. Yes, said Uncle Vernon. Ah, nothing. Didn't have anything planned after that, said Dudley.
Chill, mate.
Ghost Vernon. Three muggles next door died because you left the oven on, said Vernon. You're going to go to jail. I'm not going to turn you in. I'll do it, Harry. Sorry.
I will. I'm going to turn you in.
I'm going to turn you in. I'll do it, Harry. Harry stood up, straightened his back and looked at Vernon. He raised his wand and pointed it at him. Uncle Vernon put his hands in the air and winced. Avada Kedavra, Harry yelled.
So Harry's trying to kill Uncle Vernon, who's already dead.
The spell went straight through Vernon, who was a ghost, and hit the cat. Ah, fuck, said Harry. I'll buy you a new one. What was it, like $50?
Don't worry, Dudley.
The books have definitely got better since last year. Yeah.
How so?
Oh, they're just funnier. Like, it was way more random last year. Okay. Like, but for a 14-year-old boy, this is some good stuff.
Thanks, man. Harry Potter and the Boys will be right back. Excuse this interruption, teachers and students. Just a reminder that Derek is a disgrace to all wizards. And just a few little messages from me. First of all, if you want to support the show, patreon.com/RadioMike is the best way to do that. And we'd also love for you to check out our other podcast here at Radio Mike Productions, 20th Century Boy. It's out every Thursday, and it's the conversations you wish you were having about the stuff that nobody else cares about. This week on 20th Century Boy, I talk about the best ever Christmas songs as we lead the way up to Christmas Day. I talk about how I was mentioned in a book. Plus, I actually talked all about Hogwarts Legacy, the upcoming Harry Potter video game that is coming out next year. Oh, and Cara Delevingne donated an orgasm to science, or at least she says she does, but I kind of unpack it in the episode. Check out 20th Century Boy wherever you're listening to this podcast, and if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please give both of my podcasts a 5-star rating, and on Apple Podcasts, leave a written review. That would mean the world. Also, you can send an owl into the show anytime, radiomikepod@gmail.com, or just DM me on Instagram, at radio.mike. As well as that, follow Harry Potter and the Boys on Instagram and TikTok at HPATBpod. We just hit our second ever 1 million view video on TikTok. It is awesome how much this pod is growing, so please check out and support all my other stuff. Okay, let's get back to the fanfic.
Dudley cleared his throat and stood up looking awkwardly at Harry and Uncle Vernon. Now, it's good you both are here. Dudley was sweating and rubbing his hands on his pants to wipe away some of the sweatiness away. So Harry, Uncle Vernon and I have been talking and...
I love how Dudley calls his dad Uncle Vernon. Yeah, so Uncle Vernon and I... it's like how your mum calls your dad dad. Like, Dad and I have been talking and we think it'd be a good idea for you to go on exchange. This would be fun.
Harry, Uncle Vernon and I have been talking and... Harry looked around awkwardly, but almost as if he was trying to act like nothing was weird or off and everything was normal.
Okay, so Dudley's about to, like, break some news, maybe? Yeah.
Well, Uncle Vernon, is there anything you'd like to say to Harry? Dudley finished, looking at Uncle Vernon insistently. The ghost of Uncle Vernon sort of floated around awkwardly and just sort of looked over at Harry and crossed his ghost arms and was just like, yeah, sorry about all that fucked up shit we did to you when you were a kid. I don't know, that was pretty weird, said Vernon awkwardly.
So, the man who, like, serially abused you as a child, like, starved you, locked you in your room, put bars on your windows, like, 50 years later, he's like, sorry about all that. That was weird, wasn't it?
Comes back as a ghost, talks to his son. His son's obviously said, hey, you should say sorry to Harry.
What for?
Remember, like, locking him under the stairs?
Fed him every night. Fit boy.
I'll say it.
So yeah, like, all right, I'll bloody say something, but only for you, not for him.
Harry had no idea how to respond. He did a cringe face and tried to act cool about it like nothing was wrong and kind of started to do a lean as if he was going to lean against a wall, but the wall was too far away from him, so he tripped a little and fell. And then he got up and moved a bit closer to the wall so he could properly lean on it.
So he's like...
Ah, nah, all good, man, said Harry awkwardly. Nah, honestly, all good. Shit happens, I guess. I don't know. Harry winked.
I just love the uncertainty. Like, yeah, I don't know. Shit happens. I don't know.
Not your fault. Well, it was, but Harry winked and did finger guns at Dudley.
like we're all in on this little secret. Like, hey, don't worry about it, man.
No, Uncle Vernon, this is Dudley again. No, Uncle Vernon, that won't do. Look at Harry and shake his hand and apologize to him properly. Uncle Vernon floated over to Harry and looked at him and just said, I don't know, sorry or some shit. I don't know.
Sorry or some shit. Now, this reminds me, and I bet I was channeling that, the do you know what I... What, no. That great scene from Summer Heights High where the Jonah gets pulled into the office. Summer Heights High is this so great Australian TV show. And he's been bullying a kid, and the teacher's like, you know, you got to apologize to Ben. Say sorry to Ben. He's like, sorry, or some shit, I don't know. It's like, no, look at Ben and apologize to Ben and say sorry. Sorry, Ben, motherfucker. And he punches him. So this is like Uncle Ben is like, I don't know, sorry or some shit. Fuck, I don't know. There's no responsibility for your actions at all. I don't know, sorry, I guess.
Or you're going to look at Ben and say, sorry, Ben. You want to come?
Sorry, Ben!
No, Jonah. Politely and properly apologise to Ben.
Okay, I'll look at him.
Yes.
Shake his hand.
Yes. And say, sorry, Ben.
Sorry, Ben, motherfucker.
No, Jonah.
Harry, who felt increasingly uncomfortable at this sudden awkward moment he found himself in, tried to continue blocking out the dark demons of his childhood living with Uncle Vernon in this house and was like, seriously, man, honestly, I don't even worry about it. It was crazy. It was the 90s. Everyone was smoking back then. What? What? Said Dudley. I don't know. That's just what I've heard people say about the 90s. Anyway, you guys want to see some magic? Harry did the magic trick where he pulled all of the coloured handkerchiefs out of his sleeve and Uncle Vernon and Dudley applauded him.
He's like, oh, watch this. Look at that guy. How crazy is this?
Now, Uncle Vernon, shake Harry's hand, please, said Dudley. Harry put his hand out to Uncle Vernon, who went to shake it, but Harry did the thing where you quickly move your hand away so they can't shake it, and was like, nah. He went to put out his hand again, but they couldn't shake hands. Because Harry was people, Uncle Vernon was a ghost. In some ways, their inability to shake hands, make eye contact, and make up was a reflection of Harry's life. He would never be able to shake hands with Uncle Vernon, even if he wanted to. Their relationship was a ghostly ambient. Who knows?
What does that mean? A ghostly ambient?
I like that you've all of a sudden gone for a really emotional slant in this.
Yeah, we're getting an insight.
Like, it started off with a ghost farting for no reason. And now we've got this great metaphor about not being able to shake hands with a ghost. Who knows, maybe that is why Uncle Vernon returned as a ghost, to finally make good to Harry. But in a sick way, he was doomed to never be able to do that, because ghosts and humans can't physically touch. Maybe if they could shake hands, it could heal Harry.
Oh, that's so sad.
Harry, isn't there some kind of magic that you can make a ghost become solid, even just for a minute? Some kind of strong magic so you and Uncle Vernon can shake hands and make up? Asked Dudley. Ah, fuck, Dudley, I don't know. There's a spell that can turn water into wine. There was a guy who did it back in the olden days. Jesus or some shit. I don't know. I think Dumbledore knew him. I guess...
Imagine that, like, Jesus faked his own death and was just hanging out with Dumbledore the whole time.
I think Dumbledore knew him. I guess there could be a way to make ghost solids, but it would really have to be a powerful form of magic. Nothing I've ever seen, but let's be real. I'm Harry Potter. I'd definitely be capable of pulling that kind of magic off, even if it ever... Pulling that kind of magic off if it ever even existed. Which I'm not sure it does. So I don't know, Dudley. Why don't you go over to the oven and make some party pies for us? The oven exploded, Harry. But seriously, are you sure you forgive my dad? It was pretty crazy in this house, said Dudley.
Good that Dudley's got like a conscience about it all.
No room for editing this scene down. I feel like the wheels are turning a little bit on the apology. Nah, it's pretty cool, man. There was heaps of good memories of us all hanging out together, so... There was heaps of good memories of us all hanging out well. Seriously, said Harry. Name one good memory, said Dudley. Well, the thing about that is, you see, sometimes you just have to think of things from the perspective of, you know, things aren't always as they seem. And, oh my God, is that Jessica Alba from Fantastic Four? Harry pointed towards the window where Jessica Alba from Fantastic Four was not standing.
That's such a product of its time. Yeah. Did you see those Fantastic Four movies back in the day?
Would this be 2005, 2006?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was at Hoyt's when...
The Fantastic one with Chris Evans as Flaming Torch and... Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jessica Alba, like, what has she done in the last...
I know, but she was like... She was like the... hottest movie star.
She was like in everything for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And then I reckon after Fantastic Four, I just never heard anything about her again.
I don't think she's acting anymore. Yeah. I think she makes children's foods that are healthy.
Oh.
That's what Bianca told me that.
But like what? Like it didn't seem like there was a slowdown of her career.
It just stopped.
It just stopped.
I guess Fantastic. Harry points to the window.
I was just going to say, I guess Fantastic Four isn't fantastic after all.
I'm glad I stopped for that. It was the perfect distraction because as Dudley and Uncle Vernon's eyes jetted to the window because Jessica Alba was a legendary hot girl, Harry apparated away to Hogwarts.
So basically every time things get too hard for Harry, he just apparates away and goes, oh, thank God, I'm here with Dudley.
I'm back at Hogwarts. Oh, no, all my responsibilities again.
I'll just go back to Privilege. Oh, no. Oh, no, that apology shit. Oh, God.
When he arrived back at Hogwarts, he tumbled into the Great Hall at dinner time. He wasn't very good at apparating and ran up and down the corridor screaming, "Troll in the dungeon! Troll!"
So he's seen Professor Quirrell do this in the first movie and he's like, I guess that's what you do.
Okay. Causing the entire school to break out into a panic and hysteria with kids running around everywhere and Harry looking confused to Hermione. What's going on?
What's everyone doing?
Hermione said, you just told him there was a troll in the dungeon. And Harry said, oh, I thought it was just a figure of speech.
That actually reminds me of another Simpsons moment where what's the lawyer's name? Is it
Lionel Hutz?
Lionel Hutz is in court and he like does his opening statement and he's like, I rest my case.
You rest your case?
Oh, I thought that was just a figure of speech. Case closed.
Thank you, Dr. Hibbert. I rest my case.
You rest your case?
What? Oh no, I thought that was just a figure of speech. Case closed.
I just thought trolling the dungeon was something teachers said when they came into the Great Hall.
The fire brigade was called to the school.
The fire brigade. I guess who would deal with a troll?
Yeah, because they have their own form of magic police, don't they?
Well, they have auras. But they don't. I don't think they just have day-to-day police.
Dude, what other triple O services do they have? Ambulance?
They must, yeah.
Fire?
I guess, but they can probably all just... Maybe they don't have fire because everyone can just put it out with their wands. Mm. But anyway, the fire brigade was called.
The fire brigade was called. Harry had to explain that it was a false alarm and there was no troll. And maybe it was about time we just got on with the book because all these detours were causing more trouble than they were worth. End of chapter.
Sorry. Oh, sorry, guys. False call out. There's no troll. Don't worry about it. Oh, okay, that's fine.
I'm going to apparate out of here. Back to Privet Drive.
Harry, can you do a statement to the Daily Prophet about what's going on at Hogwarts? Just give me one sec.
my quote is, Jessica Alba's over by the window.
Oh my God. great read, man. Thank you for doing that.
The books are getting better and better. How many did you write again?
7.
Wow.
What did you think of that? Like, of the second book, where it's at?
No, it's a lot more exciting than I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I like what Harry's become, because was he always such an idiot?
He slowly descended into madness in this book.
To reference another Simpsons episode, it's like when they made... TV show where by coincidence one of the characters' names was Homer Simpson, and in the pilot episode he was this like Magnum PI stud.
Yes, that's right.
And then after the pilot he became a bumbling buffoon. That's what's happened to Harry Potter.
That's pretty much
in your books.
And he just like he just can't do anything right. Again, I'm thinking more and more Michael Scott, just like not.
He doesn't resemble Harry Potter from the original books at all.
No, he's just... But I think, like, the author seems to be implying that it's all down to the trauma of, like, his childhood. Like, even with that Uncle Vernon thing, it's like, if they could just shake hands, maybe that would heal him. But it's like, it's never going
to
heal him.
There's a lot to be learned from that encounter with Vernon and Harry.
Interesting, we got the Dursleys for the first time. No Aunt Petunia, though. Wonder what happened to her. She's just dead.
She might be a ghost.
Didn't come back, though.
Okay.
But yeah. Thanks for doing that. Anything to plug on the pod?
No. Just love hanging out with you.
Thanks
for having me on.
Check out our sketches on Jack's TikTok. Sam Garlep appears in those. We're workshopping some more today.
Thank you for helping me out with those.
That's all right.
At Jack Post on Instagram or... At Jackie Road Studios on TikTok.
And Christian O'Connell Show, 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on Gold 104.3. Yep.
Now, are you still on Be Real?
Yeah.
I'm off. Nah, I got bored of it.
Yeah, it is getting a bit boring. It's just because every time it goes off, I'm just sitting on my computer. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
I'm here again. Yeah. And I got bored of seeing other people just, you know, at work in front of their computers.
Yeah, inadvertently, because like people know us from like the industry, like lots of people that we don't know at us.
Yeah, which that was a big mistake.
Which is fine. Yeah. But now I'm just like, I've got like 100 people on my feed strangers. And I'm like, I don't know who you are. And that's fine.
It was fun the first 2 days because I was commenting and doing face reacts to these strangers. But then you kind of get over that.
But I realized like I really just want to see what my friends are doing. Yeah. But now,
it's like I ruined the Be Real by letting everybody in.
Yeah, same. Mm. Well, anyway, thank you for coming on. Goodbye, Hamoras.
Goodbye.
That's the end of another week on the fanfic. If you want to keep listening to me, go and check out 20th Century Boy wherever you're listening to this. It's the conversations you wish you were having about the stuff that no one else cares about. Keep up with me over on my Instagram, radio.mike, or TikTok at radio.mike, as well as the HPATB pod Instagram and TikTok. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Radio Mike, and see a bunch of my tweets at It's Radio Mike. I would love to have you following a bunch of my stuff and staying on board for all the news at Radio Mike Productions. 2023 is going to be a big year. We'll see you soon. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.